gmail.com. Now we have one more live guest to finish off the show. We have Shane Kelly from the Slievochty Drama Group. Shane, a very good morning to you.
Hi Dara, how are you? Thank you. Thanks for having us in.
Yep. No problem at all. You've been very successful. You've all the festivals completed. You're going now to the All-Ireland final next weekend in Mount Mellick. You're all excited?
We are indeed, yeah. For the last 6 weeks now, we've been on the festival circuit, and we were lucky enough to get enough points to qualify for the All-Ireland in Mount Mellick next Saturday. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. There's great excitement, great buzz around the group, and we hope we can give our best and our best performance for next Saturday. Yeah.
For sure.
This is your first time producing a play, is it?
It is, yeah. I suppose I would.
Have you learned a lot?
I've learned an awful lot in the last 6 months, but yeah, it is. I suppose it is my first three-act circuit play. I suppose I would have done maybe a couple of pub theatre plays in the past, but yeah, really enjoying it this year. A new venture, as I say, taking on the director's role, but I'm really enjoying it, yeah, and looking forward to next week.
Yeah. And you had the play in kind of warm up now for the All Ireland last night in the Hall of Mount Shannon, and again tonight. Is that
yes, correct? We had a great night last night. We had a nice crowd. As I say, two nights now to warm up for next week, and yeah, we're on again tonight at 8 o'clock in Mount Shannon Hall, and we'd love to see everyone. Just to say, it's a fundraiser as well for Slievochty's running costs, but also, I suppose, to give back a little bit to the community, we're pairing with Raheen Hospital.
Yeah, great hospital indeed.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for them.
No, we won't go into detail, but it costs a lot to put on a production like that and bring it on the road, does it?
It does, Tom, an awful lot, I suppose, when you take in the cost to do the show, the rights and travel costs, everything, you know, you're running into a lot of money. So, you know, we have 25 people in the show between cast and crew, so you can appreciate that it takes a lot of money to put this show on the road. So, we appreciate all the support we can get.
Yeah, and transporting the set from place to place.
Transport, yeah, everything. So it's been a big effort this year from the whole group, and looking forward to next week.
Can I ask Shane, you probably mentioned it before previously on this programme, what's your background in drama? How did you get involved in it?
Yeah, so I've been involved in drama since I was in school, really. I suppose I would have started out in the White Kid Drama Group with Mike Tracy. Genius. 25, 30 years gone early now.
They're not going still, are they?
They haven't been going the last few years, but up to the last 8 or 9 years, they were active. But yeah, that's where I started out, and we always used to put on probably a comedy every year. And we had great fun. We used to do it in Whitegate Hall. Mm-hmm. And yeah, great memories, great times.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, and apart from, you said, you know, the cast is what, is it 12 or 13?
There's 14 in the cast, and I suppose 15 when you take in Terry Cronin. Terry Cronin does the voiceovers and all that. So, yeah, there's been 15 in the cast, I suppose you could say, this year. A big effort, but having a big cast, it's great fun. We've had great fun doing the play this year. And when you take in the crew then, 25 people, so a huge effort, and we're delighted to be took on the play. You know, it's a big play. It's a lot, the production value is very high in terms of sound and lighting. But yeah, we're delighted we've taken it on. Yeah. We took it on.
Of course, lighting is more and more important, I suppose, than it used to be in the past. Kind of because with modern lights and LEDs and the lighting boards and all that, you can work wonders with light, really, can't you?
You can, yeah. And especially this show, Tom, is, you know, it's there's a lot of scenes. There's about, what, 18, 19 scenes. So they all had to be kind of lit differently, daylight, nighttime, whatever it is. And Pat Duggan, as I say, is our lighting man, along with Dara, and they've done a fantastic job. And everywhere we've gone, we've they've got great praise. And fair play to them for taking it on, because it's not an easy landscape. As I say, there's a lot of different scenes to light, and they've done a great job.
And, of course, apart from lighting, sound, that's an important part.
Well, yeah, you can't do anything without sound. And
Finian Ortell on
Finian,
sound.
Yeah. Finian's done a great job, you know. Yeah. As I said, lighting is important, but sound in this play is equally important, because
it is,
I suppose when you take in the sound cues, we upwards of, what, 40, 50 sound cues. So Challenging again, but Finian is well capable of the task, and he's done a fantastic job.
And for those, there will be the odd few that would never have seen the play as of yet, and you had a great turnout in Scariff at the festival. Can you just, without giving too much away, tell us what the play is about?
So the play is about the life of Brenda Barnes, and she grows up in 1940s Ireland, and it's about her life from when she's 9 years of age right up into her 40s. Mm-hmm. So it's a memory play, and it's about her life growing up with her family. It's about relationships and family life. And I suppose growing up in the 1940s, she has a hard life growing up.
Would you describe the house that she grew up in as dysfunctional?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, pretty much
dysfunctional. Yeah. I suppose she has a father who's kind of maybe...
Who doesn't take to her.
He doesn't take to her. Yeah. And maybe
he wanted a boy, did he?
Yeah. He wanted a boy, and maybe a bit fond of the bottle as well.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I suppose her mother is, I suppose, a bit hot-tempered as it goes through the play.
Her with the auntie?
Yeah.
And there's an auntie piece there, she's when you throw her into the mix, it makes for a great play. But while it is, her family life is a bit dysfunctional, there's a lot of comedy in the play.
There is
a lot of comedy moments. Yeah. And I suppose, you know, Noel and Ivan and Geraldine and Adele, they really kind of... They're great in their roles, and they show off family life very well.
Mm.
And yeah, whoever comes tonight, it's a funny piece, and it has a nice kind of twist at the end, nice kind of drama piece where it's a bit more serious, but very enjoyable play for the audience.
And just looking back over the years from your own perspective, you know, you've been involved in acting for quite a while, and I've seen you on stage before with the Sliabh Óchtaí Drama Group. What has been some of your highlights over the years?
Yeah, we've done a lot of plays. I suppose every year we do probably a three-act play and two one-act comedies. So
the Pub Theatre is great.
Pub Theatre is great. Yeah. It's a nice kind of a. It's always two comedies, which goes down well. We do it in Ryan's, but in terms of three-act, I suppose the highlights over the years. Sive, we did Sive maybe 2019.
Good play.
Alan Sparland directed with Ivan, and that was a very special play for us, I suppose. We got to the All-Ireland in Dunbeg.
Oh, very good.
And that was a nice one. I suppose another one, we did The Outgoing Tide maybe in the year of the COVID. And great play. That was the one I really enjoyed. But COVID put paid to that, unfortunately.
Yes.
But there's been many plays. Comedy, I suppose, Sliabh Óchtaí really thrive in comedy pieces.
For sure.
The 2 1-acts you did last year, you did as part of the
Festival. We did Lovers by Brian Friel, and we did The Last of the Last of Mohicans.
Yes, that's it.
That was the one that you majored in, was it?
That was, yeah.
And I do remember saying to you last year, when you did put it on in the hall as part of the Clare Diamond Festival, you know, you had that audience literally eaten over the panel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was one of those memorable nights, you know.
It is, yeah. When you get the crowd behind you, you can feel the tide rising behind you, it's great. And,
Shane, we wish you many, many more successful nights, and look forward to seeing you tonight, and definitely look forward to seeing you in Montmellick, and as they say in theatre tradition, break a leg.
Thanks, Tom. And just say, encourage everyone to come out tonight. As I say, it's in aid of Raheen Hospital, so you'll all have a great night if you come to Mount Shannon tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.